Hi. This week the question is, what will the judgment day be like? Today there are many theories concerning the judgment day. Some men believe and teach that there is no such thing as the judgment day. Others say that the judgment of men is taking place right now during this lifetime. Others have even said that the judgment has already passed. But enough of what others have said. What do the scriptures say in regard to the judgment day of Jesus Christ? First, we should begin by asking, what is the judgment day? In Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, the Bible says, "Then the Son of Man, when he comes in his glory, and all his holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on the right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" Verse 41, "Then he will say to those on the left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Verse 46, "These will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The judgment day, then, is the great day in which all men from all nations must gather in front of the great white throne of Jesus Christ and be judged for the things which they have done in this earthly body. So what will that day be like? Number one, on that great day, the greatest judge will be seated upon his throne. God the Father has granted to Jesus Christ the authority and the power to execute all the judgments upon that day. In John 5, verse 22, Jesus said, "The Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son." What an awesome thought to realize that we shall be judged on that day by the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a judge that cannot be bribed. His judgment will not be altered. He shall show no partiality, and his verdicts cannot be wrong. We cannot complain and criticize that we're being judged by an unsympathetic and inexperienced man. For Jesus himself was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4, verse 15. Number two, on that great day, the greatest audience will be gathered together. The scriptures say, "All men from all nations shall be gathered before the throne of Christ. No one shall escape." It's an appointment which all must keep and which all will keep. The excuses which men today use to avoid assembling for worship will not work on that day. No one can claim he's too busy or too tired. No one can neglect this assembly because he doesn't feel good or because he's not interested. Attendance to this assembly is mandatory and there is no escape. Number three, on that great day, the greatest books will be opened. In Revelation 20, verse 12, "I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which are written in the books." John, by inspiration, was able to look forward into the future and see the great day of judgment. And on that day, he saw the books of the Bible being opened and the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books of Scripture. As each man in that great audience took his turn before the great judge, his works were compared to what was written in the books of the Bible. And each man that failed to live according to God's word were cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verse 15, "Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." On that great day, there will be no legal loopholes by which men may escape the guilt of their sins. If men are forgiven of their sins, it must be during this lifetime, because there will be no forgiveness after this life. In Hebrews 9, verse 28, "Christ will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him." Because there is no forgiveness after this life, faithful gospel preachers warn men day and night to seek forgiveness while there is yet time. In Hebrews 9, verse 27, "It is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." Number four, on that great day, the greatest separation will take place. In Matthew 25, verse 32, "The king will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. And the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Verse 41, then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Verse 46, these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Fathers and mothers will be separated from sons and daughters. Husbands will be separated from wives. No one will be allowed to enter into heaven because of who they were related to. Each man and each woman must give account for themselves. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10 and 11, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. My friend, are you preparing yourself for the great judgment day that is coming? In Matthew 24, verse 42 through 44, the Bible says, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Again, in 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 7 through 9, the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. My friend, if you have not obeyed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to obey the gospel in order to escape the punishment that will come on all those who do not obey the gospel. You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, repent of your sins, confess Christ verbally with your mouth, and be baptized in water for the remission of sins. If you would obey these simple steps and remain faithful to the Lord, he would be your Savior and take you to heaven on that great judgment day.